Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Friends, here we are live, broadcasting worldwide. It is already Tuesday, the 29th day of April, 2014. We have a professor of behavioral psychology joining us to give us her take on the larger study of epigenetics, because I saw her give an interesting interview on it, and she's one of the first people we're going to interview on the subject of instincts. Because understanding our instincts and what they really are, how they're being programmed by the establishment, is absolutely key to becoming truly free. And the discussion of, are we just biological robots, or do we have free will? Well, it clearly shows we have more than free will. We have the will of our ancestors, and more than just basic instincts in us. And we really have ingrained in us the knowledge and the triumphs and the tribulations of our ancestors. I'm going to spend about 30, 40 minutes with her at the start of the next hour. Then he's always informative. He's got a bunch of breaking news he's going to have with us. Dr. Edward Grubb's going to be in studio with us. Obviously, we're going to cover the latest developments in Ukraine and then tie it in to what's happening here domestically with political correctness, where if one old rich guy, welfare queen, who gets his sports stadiums built by LA taxpayers, some old billionaire, says some racist stuff, we're all supposed to continue to have some national discussion about it and then look for ways to prove we're not racist or bad. And then every major minority group out there is allowed to spew whatever anti-white garbage they want 24/7. That's what this whole atmosphere is about, is balkanization. I'm going to break that down coming up today. That's the racial politics of the Democratic Party. We talked about it with Joseph Farrisome yesterday, but Dartmouth has banned the word fiesta from fiesta parties because there's not enough Mexicans, that's a quote, that are going to be attending the party. I mean, imagine you say we're going to have a fiesta-style party tonight. I've probably been to 25, 30 fiesta parties in my life where people say, hey, come over, we're going to have a fiesta. And then you go over and drink margaritas and eat Mexican food. It has nothing to do with putting down Mexicans. It'd be like saying we're going to have a toga party in college. I mean, is that something against the Greeks? I mean, this is ridiculous. This is ridiculous. I saw those Colorado colleges this year that were last year saying Halloween, don't come as a cowboy or a Native American. Don't come as a geisha girl. What? What? I mean, imagine going to a costume shop for Halloween and going, oh, I better not be a cowboy. That's racist. Or I better not be a samurai. That's racist. I mean, they're now teaching that. Well, I've told the story. I was at Barton Springs last year and there were two Hispanic guys and a white guy, and they're all swimming. They were obviously stoned out of their mind. You could tell they'd been smoking pot. They were laughing, giggling. And the guy goes, man, I'm really hungry. Let's go. Let's split and go get Chinese food. And one Hispanic and white guy say to the other Hispanic guy, they go, shh, that's racist, man. Just the words are now racist. Fiesta just means party in Spanish. To tell folks that. What if somebody says in English, let's have a party? Are you going to say, I mean, Fiesta, Texas? You're going to ban that park? I mean, it just means the party place.
Is siesta still good, Alex?
I don't know. I took a siesta this weekend for an hour.
Oh, boy.
And I did it because I was racist. I actually said, we were down at the pool, some of my buddies, and I said, hey, I'm going to go take a siesta. You know why I did that? Not because I live in Texas and have adopted a lot of Spanish words. It was because it was a racist code word. And I need to go to re-education training.
Greenville. What do you think about the FBI saying that there was a terror alert on Monday about a potential Fort Hood situation?
The police are shoving people, shoving Alex, shoving the crowd.
Here we go, folks. I'm being assaulted.
Whether it's the radio show, the news websites, documentary films, or the nightly news, InfoWars is the tip of the spear.
Is this another false flag stage attack to take our civil liberties and put more homeland security by sticking the hands down on the pants on the streets?
It's up to us to set brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere. And that's what PrisonPlanet.tv is designed to do.
You watch, the Assad regime is going to be blamed or accused of using chemical weapons against the so-called rebels.
What we see now is a war against reality. It's a war against the truth.
It's more vital than ever that supporters of freedom become members of PrisonPlanet.tv and share their membership with up to 11 friends and family. Visit InfoWarsNews.com today. Become a member, share your membership, and help take the InfoWar to the next level.
Attention men suffering from ED. My name's Matt Cook, and I hated the humiliation and embarrassment of ED. I couldn't stand disappointing my wife anymore. Then I discovered this strange exercise that makes ED go away. I made you this new video at quickedfix.com showing you how easy it is to fix ED better than pills. Now my wife and I are like newlyweds again thanks to this strange exercise that fixed my ED better than pills, and it works for almost all men who try it.
My half of our love life is better than anything I've ever experienced before.
Things are so much better now. Everything kind of came back overnight. My girlfriend is very happy.
I have used your system for about 3 weeks, and I'm already seeing great results.
But warning, the drug companies dread my strange exercise because it fixes ED better than pills. They hate the lost profits from men dumping their pills. They want me to take the video down. So watch now at quickedfix.com. Discover the strange exercise that fixes ED better than pills. That's quickedfix.com. Quickedfix.com. Quickedfix.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Waging war on corruption, crashing through the lies and disinformation. Thank you so much for joining us on this Tuesday Worldwide Edition. Really, for me, the top story of everything that's happening out there and all the different diversions, like the Clippers racist owner and the missing Malaysian aircraft, is White House wants Chinese-style ID system for Internet users. The National Strategy for Trusted Identities in Cyberspace is the Chinese-style net ID to track, tax, and also ban anyone who, quote, gets three strikes doing something wrong on the Internet, quote, downloading illegal music, you name it. There'll be no proof. It's just the web bots will claim that you have got three strikes and you're out, like being banned from YouTube. This is the strategy already used all over the world, places like Communist China, and now they are moving forward to do it here. This is a big deal. The story is up on InfoWars.com. Testing is set to begin next month on a pilot program that will lead to the introduction of a Chinese-style ID system for Internet users, an identity ecosystem. See, as long as it's an ecosystem, it's okay. That sounds like it's good for the environment. And, of course, all the new Microsoft operating systems the last 5 years, all their new systems have Internet ID thumbprint biometrics built into them. So that they're already standardizing and rolling out that you thumbprint for your iPhone to work. Right now it's something that you can choose to do or not to do, but in the future you will do it. This is how they're going to, quote, fix all the Internet fraud and all the commerce fraud. That's why the NSA released the codes for the encryption of financial transactions. And now it's come out they're the ones that were behind it. And that the FBI has hackers write most of the big bugs to infect the Internet because they are the ones running the backdoor systems into your computers. But to have plausible deniability, they release it themselves. The White House's national security strategy for trusted Internet identities in cyberspace. Again, the national strategy for trusted identities in cyberspace would replace the current system of using passwords to access sensitive online accounts with something akin to a biometric ID card that would link one's individual to all their government services, such as food, stamps, welfare, and all other a myriad of things like mortgage applications and applications for licenses. I'm going to stop right there. The story's up on InfoWars.com with video. But remember that ICE is just releasing the illegals, not doing deportations. Remember the big banks bragged in the Wall Street Journal years ago. We've covered the article just a few weeks ago again, that they let illegals with no IDs get housing loans, but citizens can't. And I'm not harping on the illegals. The point is the globalists want the illegals here, so they subsidize it and don't enforce the law on them. But it's just like the Clippers owner gets his sports stadium paid for $400 million by taxpayers. Or Jerry Jones, $1.2 billion. That's how this works, ladies and gentlemen. That's how these systems operate. Just like General Electric and Google don't pay any taxes. And they're allowed to run factories with forced abortions, forced sterilization, forced drugging, and suicide nets, something beyond THX-1138. Shaved heads, coffin dormitories. By the way, I've got to send my reporters out. They're taking the old Holly Street Art Deco classical power plant in downtown Austin on Lake Austin and are turning it into 200-square-foot coffin apartments that they're putting in San Francisco and that they're putting in places like New York where they can charge you higher rents, get higher property taxes, and take more of what you make and get you used to living in a 200. I was reading that in the paper last week and meant to cover it here. They're talking about putting upwards, get ready for this, ladies and gentlemen, of 1,000 rooms in a building that's not that big. And it's basically a prison. They admit, well, it's going to be low-income people in the richest area of Austin, so we'll have extra police and security getting out. They're going to stick all the workers for the rich people downtown in literal coffin boxes and rip them off for the prices. And it's all subsidized and a private company set to make the money. I mean, what a filthy, corrupt, degenerate, evil city council. I was talking to one of my buddies who lives downtown. He basically saw the shooting off his balcony at 2 o'clock in the morning this weekend. And because it happened down on 2nd Street, right by the W, they didn't want anybody to know that. So they announced the next day on the news that the double shooting happened at 11th Street and 35 over in what was formerly the ghetto. No, it didn't. It happened right in front, right beside the City Hall and the W. Two people gunned down. My buddy hears all this screaming, goes to look out his window, and literally hears the gunshots and the women and people screaming, and cops speed down, he said, over 100 miles an hour down Congress, weaving between cars, pulling up, running around in the woods. Whoever did it got away. It doesn't matter. They'll just tell Austin it happened at East 11th. Hell, why not tell them it happened in North Korea or Chicago, huh? And I'm just digressing off into the total deception. Oh, now they've moved it to 12th Street and 15th. Good. Why don't they move it north to Waco? Did you hear that double shooting downtown this weekend? It happened in Waco. Waco, Austin. Or, no, Dallas. The shooting in downtown Austin happened in Dallas. Oh, what a country. What a country. Or the only way that police aren't lying is that there was another shooting. But see, now they're going to build right by that, right by the city hall. They're going to build a giant coffin facility so they can charge people maximum amounts for the least amount, because that's the trendy thing to do. That's the cool thing to do. I was picking my children up at a camp, an exercise camp, dance camp, and I sat there listening to two women a few weeks ago talk about how great dumpster diving is, and it's the new thing, and for the environment, how they're going to start dumpster diving and taking their children in, and they're just into being poor, into having nothing, into paying everything in taxes. They are into embracing the green police, all of it. Nothing has anything to do with green police. But how did I even get into this train of thought? Because there's so much to cover, so much to go over. Oh, yes, the internet plantation. White House wants Chinese-style ID system for internet users. Then I was talking about how the Foxconn workers actually live in coffin-size tubes you get in, that they then inject you into the wall. In Japan, they have TVs in them and other stuff are a little bit nicer and claustrophobic. But this is now going to come here. Pretty soon it'll be, oh, you live in a 200-square-foot? My gosh, I live in a 20-square-foot. They'd be like, that's nothing. Why, my girlfriend, she's really rich. She lives in a 100-square-foot jail cell. And you'll go through police checkpoints and biometric IDs. And this is the new smart city. So the big rent seekers, they can live up above you, you know, in their 5,000-square-foot penthouses. And then you will live down in a coffin, and you will thank them for it. And then if you ever say anything bad about Big Brother online, you won't just be kicked off like they do on Facebook. You expose Benghazi, or if you expose Shalindragate, or if you expose NSA, or you have a pro-Second Amendment site, they kick you off on record because Zuckerberg calls you dumb effers. No, you'll be kicked off the internet, period. No judge, no jury. Three strikes, you're out. That's the official Internet 2 global treaty that got leaked. That's the plan. They're going to try to do it. What's their answer to the dinosaur media dying? What's their answer to the rise of Infowars.com? What's their answer to Congress having the lowest approval rating in history, 6%? Poll, young people, historic low level of trust in government. That's a story out of Business Insider. What's their answer going to be? Their answer, ladies and gentlemen, is going to be to try to shut us up and shut us down. That simple. That's their answer. That's where they're going with all this. Well, they're obviously extremist. Obviously, the millennials will start trusting the government again if we just shut off their internet freedom and only let them visit CNN, MSNBC. That'll get the ratings back up, right? Or they can watch entertainment, Jimmy Kimmel, or any other comedy show and see Obama on there every week, or ESPN and see Obama on there every week. This is what they're setting up, ladies and gentlemen. A kleptocracy where the entire social system, the government, the social engineering is designed around protecting the ruling class, living a more wealthy and rich, over-the-top, conspicuous consumption lifestyle, while you live in coffin boxes, paying 90% of what you earn to the ultra-rich through corporate welfare and subsidies, while they lecture you on how you need to pay more taxes, the ultimate form of discrimination. And that's why they bring in the Sterling story and the Clippers. And now they, oh, let's have an all-black league with nothing but black coaches and black folks. Well, that's where it's going anyways. Fine. I don't care. Imagine you tried to have an all-white league again. See, everything flips in the end. And an all-black league won't be racist. Being white in and of itself will be evil. All because we can point at some big, fat, rich guy who's tax-exempt and gets everything paid for him. all because he sits there making weird statements because he hates his players. I have to do whatever the government says and accept Obamacare and turn my guns in, or I'm a racist. Well, you know what? I reject your political correctness. They say you can't even say the word fiesta now.
Who has the perfect piece of gear for your bushcraft pack or bug-out bag?
CanteenShop.com.
Want to be able to start a fire in any weather?
CanteenShop.com.
Need a well-built, handcrafted knife that'll be passed down for generations? Get to CanteenShop.com for the best selection of high-quality, hand-picked gear from over 20 small U.S. businesses and big-name brands to bring you the best that the bushcraft survival world has to offer. CanteenShop.com. What's missing?
What's missing from your kit?
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
A chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with glyphosate at least once a week.
A few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supplies worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in teas and coffees and waters and breads and toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. For a limited time, use the promo code WATER15 and get 15% off on all ProPure systems at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Gentlemen, in search of a million-dollar smile that'll make them take notice, I mean really get their attention? Then get the mud. My Magic Mud. The fluoride-free whitener with no chemicals, additives, GMOs, or bad taste. And safe to swallow. My Magic Mud detoxifies, reduces sensitivity, cleans and strengthens your teeth while it whitens. Comes as a powder for pure whitening power. Start looking good for that special someone. Get the mud now. MyMagicMud.com.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at HarvestRight.com.
Good enough for me. Good enough for me and my Bobby.
So, ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here back live. Where have we gotten to in this society? We don't care if the ultra-rich are basically tax-exempt and mainly make their money off of government welfare, corporate welfare, and government contracts, while those very ultra-rich, Warren Buffett and others, lobby to destroy the middle class and any new wealth who is not basically tax-exempt like they are. How do they keep a population at each other's throats? How do they keep a population unaware of how they're being collectively robbed as they design the society to raise taxes and energy prices to the point of making you poor unless you're part of the ruling class who has special rules and exemptions? How do you balkanize the public so they don't unify around the fact that Obamacare was written by foreign bank-owned insurance companies to double and triple your prices and lower the quality of care and set up death panels and social engineer? You take every racial insensitive comment, you blow it out of proportion, you make people feel inadequate, and you collectively act like what the Clippers owner says is projected onto every white person in America. And you have Spike Lee come out and say, the white players need to speak out. And you have famous basketball players, and I've got it here in my stat, come out and say, let's have an all-black league. I thought the all-white leagues were racist. Fine, have it. My whole issue is that's where all this is going, is actually making everyone racist and everyone racially obsessed. But the new systems won't be called racism. The Democrats are organizing their, quote, minority groups into tribal groups, making sure they're, quote, strong culturally, but not really their own culture, a plastic globalist culture that is injected in by MTV and by the social engineers. And then meanwhile, you better go along with what we want you to do politically on guns or Obamacare or whatever the case is, or you're racist. And it doesn't matter if it's not connected to any reality. It doesn't matter. Because it's a mere threat of being called racist. You say, okay, I'll do what you say. AKA two different universities in Colorado this year and last year said you can't have parties, costume parties, at Halloween or any other time, where you're a cowboy, where you are a geisha girl, where you're a Native American. I had a listener send me a beautiful Indian headdress. I need to think I'm on air. I keep forgetting to do that. And, I mean, if I ever wore that on air, would it be racist? If I go eat German food, is it against Germans? And you think I'm joking. This is where it's all going. The Daily Caller has the headline, it's official at Dartmouth, the word fiesta is racist and white people can't use it. The local campus paper reports that Pi Delta Alpha fraternity cannot have fiesta parties. And next, they're not going to be able to have Greek parties as well. Toga parties are obviously to insult Greek people, ladies and gentlemen. Another ridiculous politically correct brouhaha has broke out at Dartmouth College, America's most hopelessly and disturbingly fragile Ivy League school. And it goes on to say that they cannot have it, A, because the fraternity there locally only has one Hispanic person that would be going to the party. So to say it's fiesta style, well, that's it. You got to change the name of Fiesta Texas because white people might be going there. This is to get everybody totally uncomfortable on eggshells, not worried about all the real discrimination going on by the globalists against us all. That's how they divide and conquer us. And I know you know that, but we've got to get that message out that while the system's trying to get us at each other's throats, the Congress has a 6% approval rating, whether they're black or white, Hispanic, Asian, it doesn't matter. They work for the globalists. They have been made exempt from insider trading laws. They've been made exempt from Social Security. Did you know Congress is exempt from almost all the laws they pass? They actually put in the bills that they're exempt? That is the heart of tyranny, the heart of discrimination. Where the royalty is above the law, Kim Jong-un can do it, but you can't do it as a commoner in North Korea. The fact that Sterling at the Clippers got his building paid for is an abomination. robbing all of us. I'm going to give the number out when we come back. I want to hear specifically from black folks. I guess that is discriminatory to everybody else, but I want to hear from you. Am I wrong? Straight ahead. On the other side, I'm going to give the number out. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
General, what do you think about the FBI saying that there's a terror alert on Monday about a potential Fort Hood situation?
The police are shoving people, shoving Alex, shoving the crowd.
Here we go, folks, I'm being assaulted.
Whether it's the radio show, the news websites, documentary films, or the nightly news, InfoWars is the tip of the spear.
Is this another false flag stage attack to take our civil liberties and promote homeland security by sticking the hands down on the tents on the streets?
It's up to us to set brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere. And that's what PrisonPlanet.tv is designed to do.
If you watch, the Assad regime is going to be blamed or accused of using chemical weapons against the so-called rebels.
What we see now is a war against reality. It's a war against the truth.
It's more vital than ever that supporters of freedom become members of PrisonPlanet.tv and share their membership with up to 11 friends and family. Visit InfoWarsNews.com today. Become a member, share your membership, and help take the info war to the next level.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Hello, this is Steve Schenck. Why do police go undercover and why do countries send out spies? Simple. If you can guess from intelligence what the other guy is doing, you have the battle won before it starts. Let's see what intelligence we have about your food situation. We're having the worst disasters ever. Storms, earthquakes, floods, and terrible drought. Half our population needs food stamps and other subsidies to afford their food now. Prices have just hit their all-time high, with more terrible costs coming. Your food and now your water are being sold to other starving countries. Still, one-third of our corn goes to expensive gas instead of feeding livestock and people. What few dollars you have, China expects to devalue to uselessness. If it's possible to get the most of the best food and freeze the availability and cost before it disappears and is unavailable, you don't dare miss the opportunity. Go to myfarminabox.com or call 855-918-3663. That's myfarminabox.com or 855-918-3663.
Hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Days grew shorter and the nights are getting long. Feels like we're running out of time. Every day it seems much harder.
Gentlemen, Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. we're here live. Back weeknights, 7 o'clock Central, InfoWars Nightly News. The reason I'm opening the phones up right now, specifically on the whole Clippers situation, is It's designed to rub salt in the wound. The fact that the media always obsesses on this and then they dangle it out there, what's going to happen to him? Great, boycott him, run him out of the business with the free market. The issue here, though, is the way people transcend things is getting thick skins and not caring and not letting people control you by racial politics and programming. The system wants to keep it going. The Democratic Party, and I'm not defending the Republicans, it's just a fact, they couldn't win elections anymore by the mid-60s. Not all the Democratic Party, but a large part of it in the South definitely was the party of the Klan, was the racist party. And they openly said, we will then engage in racial politics, but with the minorities, and that's how we'll dominate the future. And they've now basically done it. So they need the racism to stimulate the minorities to be racially based themselves so that you will do whatever they say. Turn your guns in, support high taxes, torture wars, as long as you get fed racial, cultural, tribalism, that you're a protected group, that you've been wronged. As long as you get patted on the head, you don't care if the system slits your throat. They are playing everybody off against each other. And I know you know that. I know that. And there's all sorts of racist crud going on every side. There's elitism, folks, where if you go in the wrong bar, the wrong biker bar, they'll say, hey, you're not part of the Skulls or whatever. Or you're not part of the Mongols, or you're not part of the Bandidos. It's not even about race. It's that you're not part of their group. Humans like to organize themselves into, I'm a member of this country club, and you're not welcome here. People love exclusivity, and race and religion becomes the ultimate exclusivity. That's why there's 10,000-plus Christian denominations or more, because everybody loves to be exclusive. They've got over 1 million gods, it's estimated, in India, because people like to create something new and have exclusivity. That's a normal human trait. Well, I belong to the Renaissance exclusivity group that's inclusive. I belong to the human empowerment crew or gang or tribe. I belong to the group that wants to accelerate human development, expand liberty, expand human endeavors and development. And only by unifying around basic human liberty, basic human determination and freedom, and basic individualism, judging someone as an individual, not as the race they identify with. That is so incredibly important. That doesn't mean there might not be a whole group of racists in some group that doesn't like you, and you've got to deal with them, and they're your enemy. But you realize they're programmed by tribalism. They're coming after you because they're primitive. Now, there are people on the other side of that who are not primitive. Al Sharpton is not primitive. Jesse Jackson is not primitive. Rachel Maddow is not primitive. The race baiters on MSNBC, they're using the claim of trying to end racism as a way to keep it going and expanding, race pimping it. But there are people that are ignorant that buy into it and play into the whole race religion from the perspective of those fighting against it. Then there are those who aren't really racist but use racism as a cultural tool from other sides. White racist groups, you name it. But you'll also find those groups are very exclusive separately to other groups. I mean, the Klan routinely attacks somebody that moves in from another county who's white. It's an excuse to prey on you. It's an excuse to break in your house. It's an excuse to take your job. It's an excuse because, why, you're from outside this area. And so by understanding how the human psychology works, we are able to transcend it. But it doesn't mean we don't still have to deal with it because it's going to be going on. But MSNBC is supporting funding Al-Qaeda, attacking all these different countries, murdering Christians, Muslim minorities en masse. They don't want to talk about that. They want to talk about Now, somebody, you know, some rich billionaire's tax, well, they're talking about how he's tax exempt. I want to talk about that. They're talking about how he said something racist secretly. I mean, who cares? Everybody then piles onto it to be politically correct because it's the easy thing to do. And I agree with Mark Cuban that it's disgusting and despicable. But still, why doesn't Mark Cuban add it's wrong that the ultra-rich are basically playing by different rules and somewhat tax-exempt? Mark Cuban's not part of the Insider Club. I've witnessed that in the news. But listen, there's no point in talking about this unless we really talk about where it all comes from. So I'd like to hear from callers out there from a black perspective. There's no way for me to be politically correct. I mean, even the word fiesta is racist now. So black folks have said they wanted to be called colored, Negro, African-American. Now people say don't call folks that. I'll just call you, people call folks white folks, I'll call you black folks. See, because we have to use these words. We have to use language or the globalists are going to restrict us so much that we can't even communicate and talk to ever even get down to the bottom line of we're all just human beings and then deal with the real discrimination of hydrofluorosilicic acid put in the water to lower the IQs of Anglos around 10 points after 6 years of use. Do you know what hydrofluorosilicic acid does to the average black person? For whatever reason, it hurts blacks even worse. You can type into a search engine, fluoride hurts blacks worse than whites. But hey, is that fun and sexy to complain about that water has stuff added to it to brain damage you and your family? Or the fact that 52% of blacks are aborted? See, if I really didn't like you, I'd get up here and talk about how much I love you all day and how much welfare is good for you and how great it is to not have men in the house and how great violent hip-hop is and you know how great Planned Parenthood is and how great your right to choice is and how great inoculations are and how great that city water is. You see, this is the reality. There's the headline, 52% of all African-American pregnancies end in abortion. But that's okay. That's okay. That's a good liberal thing. Chopping up babies is A-okay. But the mere fact that I'm white, see, I'm suspect. Well, that's the racism, not even reverse racism. It's the racism and the stereotypes that are ubiquitous in a dumbed-down society. New Yorkers that I know are great people, but they move down here and they go, man, I thought you people rode horses to work. We thought Texans were dumb. Well, yeah, you could certainly go to rural areas and find some really dumbed down people because all the smart folks moved into the city. There are a lot of smart people still in the countryside. You can find some of the dumbest black people in the countryside. You can also find some of the smartest black people in the countryside. So, again, that's a stereotype. That's why you've got to get down to actually going off of what people stand for. Take the sexism of family law in the U.S. where it's just taken as a default that women get possession of the children. That's all changing now as men realize they're being discriminated against and come together. Not against women. Not that women are bad. It's that the system has been set up to say men shouldn't have their kids. That system is discriminatory. Men need to come together and reclaim our rights and our liberty and our freedom. We need to all come together and say, we have a right to not be secretly medically experimented on with syphilis in the vaccines. Oh, you heard of that? The same government that did that now wants to give you a free abortion because they love you so much, black people. Or the White House science czar's own book, Eco-Science, with the fluoride in the water. We've got to come together and realize the big issue here. The big issue here is that we're being socially engineered because the globalists have a 6% approval rating. And if we ever figure out that they're attacking us, that they're eugenicists, going after all of us, playing Catholic off against Orthodox in Ukraine, playing black tribe off against black tribe in Nigeria, playing north off against south here in the U.S. I watch grown adults argue with each other about, I'm for the Spurs. Well, I'm for the Mavericks. You better watch it. again, more mindless tribalism. You care more about who wins your sports team. If your team loses, you go out and riot. You won't riot when foreign banks steal tens of trillions of dollars from you and your taxes go up. You're not worried about that. You know, they tried to sell a train, a so-called bullet train, from San Antonio to Austin for 20 years. Boondoggle, Republicans don't want it, Democrats don't want it. It's over 80% unpopular in polls. Now it's suddenly popular because they're saying sports fans get to the Spurs game quicker from Austin, Georgetown, and Round Rock, and suddenly they're going, yeah, if it's a sports boondoggle, I'm for it. Let's build a $5 billion train that you got to drive in cars to a parking lot, go through German Shepherd checkpoints, get on the stupid train that still takes 45 minutes to get to San Antonio, then get in trains and go to the stupid basketball game. I don't want to pay for your train, your dungeon. I don't want to be part of your police state. I'm so angry. I'm so sick of it. I'm so tired of it. I'm so tired of red carpets and helicopters and Air Force One for all these royalty and the government. I'm so sick of old ladies and people having their houses taken when they don't pay their taxes so the rich elite can suck off everybody and they tell us we're not paying our fair share. Well, they've got a giant throng of welfare queens and people that are dependent on the system so that they'll vote to take my freedom so they keep getting handouts from the government. People are slaves on the welfare plantations today. It doesn't endorse the old slavery to say that you're a slave today. At least people 170, 180 years ago knew they were slaves and knew people didn't want them having their families together. Now people don't even know that because they brought in high-tech slavery on record and did it, and they love it. And now they've got psychological slavery over people. I want to hear from black folks. We're going to discriminate here, black folks only. I want to get your take on this. Am I wrong or am I right? And how do we break this system of control to where they can't say you're racist if you're against Obamacare? 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Now, I want to play a clip of Elizabeth Warren, the senator. We're going to go to break, come back, and start taking your phone calls. Can we push the professor, instead of me having her on the first 40 minutes, can we push the professor to like 15 after? Yeah, let's. I really want her on. I saw you testing her Skype. Really look forward to that on epigenetics to get into how the elite are controlling us. But I want to get to Elizabeth Warren, who I don't agree with on some things, but I think she comes off as a genuine person. And she's on Jon Stewart's show talking about how the game is rigged and how the elite have everything rigged. But he says, but it's always been that way. Well, his brother's the head of the New York Stock Exchange. So he's there kind of whitewashing things. She says, no, it's more rigged now than ever. So here she is telling you what I'm telling you. The ultimate discrimination is that we lived in a rigged economy where the winners have already been chosen. They've got you convinced it's the winners are white people. White people haven't been perfect, folks, but they got a little bit of independence. We're able to build up families and some wealth. So now the elite want that gone, so everybody's poor. So there's no ladder up, ladies and gentlemen. Everything they've done to black folks, they're not doing to everybody. The society's all collapsing. Black folks are just falling the fastest. You're skydiving without a parachute. Don't worry, white folks are 100 feet above you without a parachute as well. We need to figure out how to have a soft landing here and realize the real enemies are engaged in divide and conquer. Let's go ahead and go to Elizabeth Warren. Very powerful clip from The Daily Show.
And what happened? This government came back and it bailed out those big financial institutions. Today, those big financial institutions are 38% bigger right. than they were in 2008 when we said they were too big right. to fail. They still break the law. And nobody goes to jail. No, I don't know about you, but I think that's wrong. Too much of the rules and the regulations mm-hmm. are written by the lobbyists.
No, yeah.
And so they it's not an over-under. It's a wrong. It's that they keep tilting the playing field to make it work better
right.
for the biggest corporations and for billionaires. And every time that happens, it works less and less well for families. It really is a rigged game. And it's set up now over and over.
And it's probably always been.
Well, not like this.
Right.
It's set up over and over and over that the rich get richer and the powerful get more powerful.
Right.
They've got all the advantages of concentrated money and concentrated power. All we got on the other side is we got our voices and we got our votes.
Mm-hmm.
And if we get out there and make something out of them, right, that's how we make a difference. Every time you tell me that things can't change,
yeah,
I'll just say back to you. Consumer Financial Protection Bureau.
Yeah.
The banks said, we will kill it.
Yeah.
All right, let's stop right there. And she's been calling for some pretty good reforms. The problem is the Democrats' answer was Occupy Wall Street. It's just socialism and raise taxes on middle class. Do what Kennedy did. Cut the middle class tax rate by 50%. Do you know what happened the next year? Tax receipts doubled. I want to explain that again. Tax receipts doubled. Double the money came in. But the government is run by corporations that don't want that because they're not paying taxes. They don't want their competition to have the money. That's you and me. With our industrial base, folks, we should be working 2 days a week conservatively. The studies are legion. We could all be living like kings right now. Better forms of energy, everything. It's all being suppressed. We're being put into a new dark age. While the elite are moving forward with everything, and they're on a power trip, setting up a police state in case we try to stop them. It's rigged, folks. We've got to start admitting that. And now they want to rig the internet to shut down free speech. Your calls are coming up.
Know about Emergency Essentials' lowest price promise, but have you heard about the one-day deals? You can save up to 70%. One-day deal emails go out every Thursday, so sign up at BePrepared.com or all month long. Save 47% on ASAP Silver Solution, 36% on the Mountain House Gourmet Entrees Combo, or 57% on freeze-dried shrimp. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Tired of taking handfuls of vitamin pills? Look and feel super with a great-tasting lipid vitamin and mineral supplement called Passion for Life. This incredible one-ounce daily drink can lead to better stamina and energy due to faster, more complete absorption. Passion for Life contains 135 all-natural whole food ingredients. It's the best-tasting, most powerful product of its kind on the market. Order now by calling 844-TRY-LIFE or find out much more about Passion for Life by visiting 844-TRY-LIFE.com. 844-TRY-LIFE.com.
Hi, folks. Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate 2 distribution facilities and employ over 50 hard-working American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. That's 877-532-5388 or FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Your way.
Bottom line, the system is training us all to look at each other. That's why we're getting behind. Men against women, women against men, on and on and on. Instead of looking at how the establishment is building an artificial system. Here's a CNS News article. Men work full-time, earn less than 40 years ago. And then it just goes up from there, and they claim, oh, women have, you know, less of an income gap, but it's still not as good. Well, that's because statistically women want to take off more and have children. But again, ladies and gentlemen, that's not the reason we're all behind. We're behind because they're building an artificial system to make us poor. We've got news on the huge developments in Ukraine coming up and a huge Benghazi report. Emails have now been released that the White House did know, Hillary did know, and they were involved, quote, getting together their talking points. Of course they lied. Of course they ordered a stand down. The question is why. That's big news. That's coming up. Right now, let's go to Mankind in Arizona. What is your perspective on the whole Clippers thing? I mean, I think it's distasteful, but why is the media hyping it so much? Meanwhile, when they blew up Gaddafi's regime, all of Africa started collapsing.
Oh, Alex, can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can.
All right. Yeah, no, I mean, this is starting to become so obvious now, and I'm actually sick of it as well, as far as for how they're basically using the black culture to mislead our own black youth. And, but I mean, nobody really cares about this racism stuff anymore. I care about, you know, drone strikes being ordered on Cliven Bundy. You know, that's news to me. That's newsworthy. I'm sick of all of this racism that they put in the news, because the only thing that does is corrupt our own youth, not even just black youth, but youth, period. They act like that's what's the news.
Exactly. People wouldn't even be thinking about this. I mean, I'm 40, but I'm still pretty young. I didn't grow up hearing racist stuff, and new young people now are all talking about it because they just keep hyping it, and it's actually, in a way, I've seen it bringing it back. I'm hearing under Obama more racist stuff from both sides than I've ever heard.
Exactly, exactly. And especially from, once again, from the young black community perspective, I'm also starting to teach, you know, the black youth, because I'm actually the same age. I'm about 38. But I've seen my own black community from my parents, which back then the black community was very, very, very prosperous. Nobody was walking around with their pants sagging. Nobody was walking around with guttural slang like that's what it was to be black, because that's not. That's not what.
Well, yeah, when I was a kid in Dallas, the black people all dressed nice, and then the white people all dressed okay. And but again, it was the cultural difference that the media has now sold through MTV and the rest of it on purpose as a test to say, can we wreck a community in the name of political correctness? And they've done it. I mean, it is a great case of mind control.
It really is. But I'll tell you like this, the more that we keep talking about this stuff and stuff like that, the more we keep, because I'm starting to notice that a lot more young people are starting to listen to this show. They're actually starting to listen to myself and things that I have to say, because they actually are starting to be able to see, you know, that the mainstream media is not necessarily telling them the truth anymore.
Exactly. That's exciting. Everybody should get a show online on things like Blog Talk Radio or do a YouTube show. Everyone should have their voice heard, and out of it will show that the establishment doesn't speak for us. We speak for ourselves. Tell folks about your show. What's the name of it?
My website is actually prophetic.com, and that's spelled P-R-O-P-H-E, T as in Tom, C as in cat. And I basically do the same thing. You know, I talk about...
Listen, we're out of time. That's exciting. Good to hear from you. God bless. We're going to come right back and talk to P, Daryl, Hollins, Eli. If I'm reading that right, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
General, what do you think about the FBI saying that there's a terror alert on Monday about a potential Fort Hood situation.
The police are shoving people, shoving Alex, shoving the crowd.
Here we go, folks. I'm being assaulted.
Whether it's the radio show, the news websites, documentary films, or the nightly news, InfoWars is the tip of the spear.
Is this another false flag stage attack to take our civil liberties and promote homeland security by sticking our hands down on the pants on the streets?
It's up to us to set brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere. And that's what PrisonPlanet.tv is designed to do.
If you watch, the Assad regime is going to be blamed or accused of using chemical weapons against the so-called rebels.
What we see now is a war against reality. It's a war against the truth.
It's more vital than ever that supporters of freedom become members of PrisonPlanet.tv and share their membership with up to 11 friends and family. Visit InfoWarsNews.com today. Become a member, share your membership, and help take the InfoWar to the next level.